Chapter 2. Crystals. I stood outside Carr's door, shaking water out of my wings. What a wild ride up from the middle woods. Just what I needed to stop thinking about my nightmare.
"Is that you, Bongo?"
Carr asked. She stuck her head out the window of her purple and blue domo. Her shiny gold goggles rested in her pink hair, ready to flip down whenever she flew.
"What are you doing in the high woods this early? What's the storm like so far? Come in,"
she said. The door creaked open. Then her head disappeared from the window. "Hi, Carr. The storm's a big one, all right." I spoke up so she could hear me. I was too wet to step inside her door. "The clouds are super dark today, moving fast. Wind is in a bad mood for sure." Carr didn't reply. I peeped my head in the door for a peek. She was inspecting her crystals. She held a yellow one up to the light and nodded. Her domo looked much bigger from the inside. Colored crystals filled the windowsills, reflecting rainbow patterns on the walls. There was an unmade bed and a tiny, untidy kitchen. Piles of books on the floor stood ready to fall. Carr had experiments in progress, bubbling, smoking, and smelling like, well, just bad. I could see her telescope that took up half the room. Unlike most dragonfly kin, she knew everything about anything that grew in the forest, from treetops to deep roots. Carr listened to trees, and she also knew everything about crystals and stones and their powers. My wings were still dripping wet, so I decided to stay outside the door. I thought about what to tell Carr about my dreams. "Giant monster sparks are heading to the forest," was all I could think of to say. Carr knew me my whole life. She had been Gran's only friend. I was grateful when she convinced the dragonfly kin I could take care of myself after Gran died. She must have promised to watch over me, being a kid and all. We never talked about it. Every night a tasty meal appeared at my door. I knew Carr brought it. Carr's head popped back out the window, far enough to see me below, peeking in her door.
"Ahem. Little Turbo, how about coming with me down to the woodlands? I need some crystals. Heavy rain washes away soil around Turquoise roots. Good way to spot a..."
Crack! A loud thunderbolt interrupted Carr. She suddenly appeared at the door. We stood face to face.
"Hear that?"
she warned.
"Thunder is a spark's warning. We must listen. These storm clouds sound close. Your best flying today, Bongo. No risks. Bongo?"
I was one wing ahead, already circling above Carr's home branch. I decided not to tell her about my dreams. Not today. I just wanted to fly with her. Carr was fast, really fast. She invented the triple roll and moves I never tried before. The door closed behind her, and she joined me in the air.
"You have so much to learn about listening,"
she scolded me and shook her head.
"Bongo, slip this on."
She handed over a pendant. A yellow crystal dangling on purple twine greeted me with sparkles.
"Now listen. A yellow crystal will focus your attention, and no risks today. Know what I mean, Bongo?"
I hung the pendant around my neck and tried not to smile. Carr always wore her turquoise stone pendant. I didn't know anyone who had a stone that powerful. Once, I saw her save a giant turquoise tree hit by a lightning spark. Blue light from her stone wrapped around the tree and healed it. One day, I will wear a stone like Carr's, I wished to myself.
"Yes, you will,"
Carr hinted. She must have heard my thought, plucked it right out of my head. She did that a lot. I wondered if she knew about my nightmares.
"Little Turbo, today you lead."
I wasn't listening. I took off in a dive, a perfect dive, a turbo dive. Carr followed.